to angels. How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Alicia Isaacs House, and Catherine Glass allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is mental health, and today's topic is awakening or nervous breakdown. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron and the Masters of Light, an Awakened Healer. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium. And we'd love to invite you to sign up for our free healing list over on our website, Julie Geigel, GEIGLE.com. Anyone who subscribes to our weekly Angel Inspirations newsletter is automatically added to our free healing list and prayed over daily with blessings of love and light. And I do a special healing now with the crystal bed for all of those on my free healing list. So 20 minutes after the show today, I will be doing a special remote healing for those people who signed up for that free healing list. So be sure to do that before the show ends. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started. We do have a special guest today, Mary Daisley. She is a renowned psychic medium in the Massachusetts area, and we're excited to have her join us here for the second segment. And she will be sharing messages from her angelic group. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure, sacred space for our channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here on this day, bringing you messages of healing, of hope, of love, helping you to align with your highest good, with your divine life mission, your soul's purpose. So take a deep breath with me now and allow yourself to drift into this beautiful space, this Metatronic energy that is created as we all come here together today. Relaxing more and more, freeing yourself of the binds of this world, of this planet, of this earthly order or disorder. Feel yourself disentangling from the chaos of this planet. Disconnecting, detaching, disentangling from the illusion of this planet. And now imagine that you are free, like a bird, and feel yourself rising, 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 higher and higher. And now feel the wings like an eagle. Feel your wings, your angelic wings. You have come to this planet with these wings. Some of you can see them or feel them. Others of you can see them or feel them on other people. But now imagine your glorious span of wings, the angel wings that you are, the supreme angelic, spiritual, divine beings that you truly are. As you lift out of the drudgery of this lower frequency planet, allow yourself to soar on these beautiful eagle wings. And from this perspective, we invite you to see from a bird's eye view your experiences here on your planet, your experiences here as a human being. There is much discernment available to you as you are able to lift out of this lower frequency of your humanness into the fifth dimensional plane of expansiveness. The veil dissolves in this space. You have perfect discernment, perfect clarity, perfect knowing. As many of you are on this beautiful roller coaster ride of awakening, there may be times where you feel like you might be losing your mind, where you lack purpose or direction here. You're filled with lethargy and difficulty being motivated to do anything. The overwhelm, sadness upon sadness, busyness upon busyness, constant mental chatter. All of these are signs of awakening. The ego is losing its attachment to the human body. You are rising. The ego, the frequency of the ego is transitioning as your DNA is fully developed. The ego will no longer hold the lower frequency of your humanness. The ego will only serve to ground you within your body. And you will have the beauty and the unlimited expansiveness of your spiritual self eternally, blissful, eternal serenity within your human frame. And so this is the new energy on the new earth. You are not losing your mind. You are simply awakening and remembering all that you are, your magnificence, your beautiful creation. And within that space, you have unlimited powers and abilities to manifest and create whatever it is that your heart desires. We are here supporting you, loving you, uplifting you, surrounding you always and in all ways. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is Julie Geigel. Coming up in our next segment is Mary Daisley. And stay tuned for Catherine Glass in segment 3.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, I'm Julie Geigel. Join us on our annual John of God Healing Retreat or experience a John of God Crystal Bed Session. You can find more information at juliegeigel.com.
And I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes, International Soul Connection Expert. Are you looking for more energy, calmness, clarity, or an inspired solution? Then get your free Soul Connection Kit at yoursoulstory.com today.
I'm Catherine Glass. Check out my psychic development classes at catherineglass.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Hi, this is Bill Maher. I can find humor in almost anything, but one thing I never laugh about is cruelty to animals. If you don't get the joke either, right. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, 501 Front Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23510.
Welcome back, welcome back. And we are so thrilled and delighted to have Mary Daisley, psychic medium, as our special guest for segment 2. Thank you so much for joining us, Mary. And Mary, you might have your microphone on mute. So we would love, love, love to hear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mary.
Thank you so very much for having me. I'm so pleased to be here.
Well, take it away, my sweet dear.
Okay, my name is Mary Daisley. I am the psychic navigator, and the topic here today is a very interesting one to me, and I come from a family of people who have dealt with mental illness, and sometimes people who have the gifts are considered mentally ill, and that has happened, especially with me. But I will tell you that if you ask spirit to speak to you or to give information to you the way you're most comfortable, that will help you have faith in what you're actually receiving. For me, my mother was a paranoid schizophrenic. She heard voices. I don't hear voices, or I hear voices now, but before, when my early days and my teenage days and my early 20s, no, I didn't hear voices. I heard music, I saw pictures, and I had very strong feelings. Those I had faith in myself to go with that information. So, again, spirit is very, very smart. Spirit is very, very kind, and they will work with you in the modalities that best suit you as a messenger. I really feel that there are people who are ill that need help, but there are very, very gifted, in-touch, sensitive people that need to learn to protect themselves with shielding because they're too empathic for their own good. They also, again, spirit will bring them a teacher to show them how to shield themselves. Spirit will bring what you need to you. So, again, if verbalization is something that would frighten you, let them know. They should know, but just in case, let them know. Let the messages come in different ways. And be open to different types of messages. When I'm in reading mode and I'm reading for someone, I give them a theme song for the year because I will, you know, open up and I will start hearing an 80s tune, a 40s tune, something from musical theater. And I'll say, you know, this song is coming on really, really strong, and I'd like you to download this because spirit is giving you this information and this is going to be your theme song. And they'll download it on their iPhone or their smartphone, and you'd be surprised how many times they put in that song to help reinitiate what they want, to help them have faith in themselves. And that's truly what it is that kind of distinct us people who do this, like Julie, like Catherine, like myself. We have had faith in ourselves to move with these gifts, to move with where spirit has guided us. And I really feel, again, making sure spirit, the angels, speak to you, give you the information in a way that is most comfortable and trusting for you. Again, if I had heard voices in my 20s, I would have said, hi, I need antipsychotics. But if, because I received more pictures, because I heard more music, because I felt very strong feelings, a pull towards one thing, a pull towards another. That's what took me over the what if, what if, what if. I don't know whether I've explained that as I really wanted to. I didn't want to have jumbled thoughts, but I really feel that it's important to trust and tell spirit how to communicate with you, because you know more than you think you know. It's so, so true. That gut feeling, that inexplicable feeling you have of knowing something without knowing why you know something, that spirit, that is your intuition, that is your soul's messages trying to come out through you to lead you in a direction that is for your highest good, for your highest purpose. I've been reading over 25 years, and it took me a while to trust what I do and what I say. But I'm so very, very glad I did, because it has benefited me by meeting wonderful people. I've been blessed by a Tibetan monk. I have received readings from a Native American shaman. I have met the people from Best American Psychics. And it is such a, how do I want to say this? It has been such an amazing ride to ride along with spirit, so to speak. I'd like to really just kind of wrap this up by saying, trust yourself a little bit more every day. And if you can't trust that information quite yet, just start logging things down. Find the coincidences and then go, wow, I was right 8 times out of 10. Maybe there's something about this. I had this really strong feeling, and that feeling, even though I didn't do anything about it, I would have been right. A coincidence log. Write it down. Prove it to yourself. Make it a scientific experiment, so to speak. Because sometimes you need to prove to yourself not only are you worthy of the gifts, but that they are growing and natural and are strong within you. Having lived under the roof of a woman who was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, I deal with depression and anxiety. It's just part of my daily life. But that's not all that consumes me. All that consumes me is getting up, doing the best job I can every single day, and letting spirit guide me to help people as best I can. And really, that's what life is all about on this physical form of Earth. Julie, Catherine, do you want to add anything?
And we will have a special discussion at the end of segment 4. We have just a couple minutes left till our commercial comes here. Mary, did you have anything you wanted to promote?
Well, I would like to promote my website, which is www.handsontarot.com. HANDSONTAROT dot VPWeb.com. I do have some psychic development class, which is called Mary's Psychic Fitting Room. I also teach a shielding class, so look for me at different events in Massachusetts. I do phone readings, and I'm here to serve and help people as best I can.
Awesome, awesome. Well, so many beautiful messages. And Mary, where can we find you on Facebook?
The Mary Daisley, the Psychic Navigator.
I love that, the Psychic Navigator over on Facebook. Beautiful, beautiful. And we would love to have everyone join us in the break room. You can find that over on Facebook at Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. You can post your questions in the break room or share any insights or wisdoms you've received from the information today. We would love to engage and connect with you one-on-one in our Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. And if you haven't liked our Angel Talk Tuesday Facebook fan page, we'd love to have you pop over there and show us some love by liking our page. In our next segment, we have Catherine Glass and the Galactic Federation of Light. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And this is Julie Geigel with our special guest, Mary Daisley. Again, coming up in our next segment is Catherine Glass and the Galactic Federation of Light. We're going to take a short commercial break. And in our fourth segment, we'll all come back together and discuss the beautiful channeled messages that have come in through today on Nervous Breakdown. Or
the cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Be sure to sign up for our free healing list at juliegeigel.com.
I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes, International Soul Connection Expert. Everyone has a soul story, and today you can learn how to work in yours in the self-study Soul Journeys Akashic Record Level 1 at yoursoulstory.com.
I'm Catherine Glass. Stop by and show us some love at our Facebook page, Angel Talk Tuesday, and remember your magnificence.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE, that's H-O-P-E, or visit rain.org, that's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to Angel Talk Tuesday. I'm your third host, Catherine Glass, and I want to thank Mary Daisley and the Psychic Navigator for her wonderful insights about our topic today. Are you going crazy? That's basically the topic. The answer is no, I don't think you're going crazy. The planet is shifting. So thank you to Mary Daisley and, of course, to Julie Geigel and the beautiful activation by Metatron.
I'm Catherine Glass. I am a psychic medium and a channel for spirit. You can find me over at CatherineGlass.com on the internet or at Facebook at Catherine Glass Psychic Channel for Spirit. And on my website, you can sign up for psychic mediumship development classes. We just finished a really wonderful, successful, very large beginner class this past Saturday. And we're the next one for beginners is October 22nd. And there'll be an intermediate level, beginner intermediate level coming in November. So keep your eye out for that, especially if you're local in the Massachusetts area. And I am available for readings on Skype, telephone, and in person in Concord, Massachusetts. So thank you for joining us today in these tumultuous times on Earth. Boy, what an amazing time to be alive. And I channel the Galactic Federation and the Council of Light, our brothers and sisters in other dimensions and galaxies that are overseeing and overlooking planet Earth's evolution. And I'm going to take a few breaths now and bring in a message from the beloved Galactic Federation. Here we go. Greetings! I am Ezra. I am delighted to join you this day on the topic of your human concerns. This one being, am I going crazy? Mental health. No, my dear ones, you are not going crazy. There is indeed good reason to believe that you might be out of your minds, for your minds are indeed being turned inside out, are they not? And this is completely in divine order, and you are on track. As a planet, as a people, you are going through one of the greatest transformational experiences of Earth's existence. Hear me, one of the greatest transformational experiences of Earth's existence in time and space. We have been assisting you for eons and waiting and watching for these developments to occur. It has taken many, 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 many years in Earth time for you to arrive to the platform that you are standing on, the precipice, if you will, at this moment in time. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, that we are one. We in the Galactic Federation are no better than you. We are simply further along the spiral, the ever evolving upward spiral of evolution of consciousness. And we have agreed to watch over and assist the evolution of the beautiful blue planet, the blue and green planet Earth. And we say to you, delight as much as you can in this wave of evolution that is occurring, for you have signed up to be a part of it. You have signed up to join the experience and the love and the healing and the seeming chaos that you are sharing, learning, and experiencing from on planet Earth. So remember, we all come for a brief time per incarnation on the Earth. Use it well, live it fully, and fear not. For there will come the day when you will choose to leave your physical form. And you will see that your time on the planet was very short. Embrace it all. Laugh, live, love, worry less. And focus on remembering your divinity. Yes, you are divine, holy creations of God, of the Creator. You are light, you are love, and you are swirling in the beautiful chaos of change, of new birth, of rebirth, and you chose this. Yes, you chose to be here now. stop focusing on the fear and the disaster and the negativities and focus on how you can be peaceful, how you can be still, how you can contribute, shifting and lifting the vibrational frequencies as they emanate through the planetary atmosphere and throughout the universe. Chaos, seeming chaos, and dissension are part of the plan for planet Earth. But chaos is also a perception of reality. And the more still you can remain in your heart space, in the center of your beingness, in the absolute knowing of your eternal soul's nature, you will remember, ah, yes, I signed up for this. I am here to witness, to share, to help, and to raise the vibration of the entire planet by my presence also. Do it in your way. Smile. Share your love. Laugh. Be kind. Be compassionate. Seek out to help another. Lift another up. Reach out your hand. Comfort someone. Write. Channel. Share your wisdom. Share your knowledge. Share your joy for being alive. These qualities will get the planet Earth through these seemingly very dark times. These are indeed the spirit and human qualities that are designed to come through you, the human instrument, the rainbow bridge between heaven and earth. For there will be heaven on earth in fifth dimension, and you are in the middle, my friends, of that transformational shift. You are on a surfboard. You are riding the wave between dimensions, from fourth to fifth dimension, which means your frequency is being forcibly, it seems, elevated. And yet you would not be here if you could not stand the shift, if you did not have the capacity to raise your frequency, to accommodate and align with fifth dimensional consciousness. There are many more dimensions, my friends. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, 13th, on and upward they go. This is but one mere jump. And you are an exciting participant and part of that leap. So celebrate, trust, and know. Okay, hi everybody, it's Catherine, and apparently my connection got cut off somewhere in there when Ezra was speaking, and I couldn't begin to tell you when or where it happened. So I don't think there's time now to pick up and go back, but I know that that she was there, and not sure where it ended, so we'll have to either go back and listen to the recording or cut the tape. Can you guys hear me now?
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Om Times Radio. Coming up in our next segment, we will do a discussion between the three of us. Catherine Glass just channeled our lovely Ezra from the Galactic Federation of Light. And don't forget to join us in the break room over on Angel Talk Tuesday break room on Facebook. We would love.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle.
Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Are you looking for a place to connect with like-minded souls? Check out our inner circle at juliegeigel.com.
I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes. Are you a coach, healer, or a purpose-driven entrepreneur, but you don't have enough time or financial freedom? Then apply for a free business acceleration session today at yoursoulstory.com.
I'm Catherine Glass. Come to our amazing Soul Culture Retreat May 20th through the 23rd in lovely Stowe, Vermont. Sign up at catherineglass.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Hi, this is Josh Groban. My favorite thing about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and helps get it to kids in need, but they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on OM Times Radio. Thank you, Catherine Glass, for that lovely message from the Galactic Federation of Light. Now we're going to just discuss some insights and messages we've received during the channeling today. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share with us, be sure to post them in our Angel Talk Tuesday break room over on Facebook, where we post comments and photos and pictures and such during the commercials. Yeah, so we will go ahead and start with Metatron, and if you girls want to kind of remind me what he was talking about.
Sure. Hi, guys. It's Catherine. So Metatron, as usual, opens and kicks off the show with a beautiful, takes us all into that beautiful space that we need so desperately on the planet right now and in each of our lives. And he talked about, I just type as he speaks and put the quotes in the break room. So he said, as you lift out of the judgery of this lower frequency planet, allow yourself to soar on beautiful eagle wings. And he gave us like an imagery and an activation of our own wings unfolding. We invite you to see from a bird's eye view your experiences here on your planet as a human being. You have perfect clarity, knowing, and discernment. And then he says, eternal serenity within your human frame. I love that. This is the new energy on your earth. You are not losing your mind. You are simply awakening and remembering who you are. Yes, indeed, Metatron.
Wow. Okay. I remember now. It was just like, wow. So, I mean, I think that everybody's in different stages of awakening, and it can feel a bit crazy, a bit of out of sorts. I know one of the big ones that a lot of people have been talking about is just losing interest in your work. So even if you feel like you are in your field of choice, just all of a sudden, you know, not being motivated or not feeling like you even want to do anything. So all of this bubbling up, if you will, all of these of feelings of, oh my gosh, is this really early stages of dementia? All of that is just symptoms of this beautiful awakening that's traveling across the planet. And I know I'm working with a renowned healer right now, and he said that, I thought he said there's like 4 million that are officially awakened on the planet now. Any thoughts, Mary?
That is an amazing number. We do need more, but that is an amazing number.
Urging.
I do believe that more people are awakening in smaller stages. And remember, this is going to be baby steps for a lot of people. You know, you just can't wake up out of bed and say, I'm totally enlightened. It's learning, it's growing, it's feeling, it's trusting. And again,
absolutely.
It's baby steps. It's baby steps. It took me 25 years to get here.
I think it's taken us millions, right? Lifetime. Many hundreds, at least, of thousands of years is my guess.
Well, no, I'm taking it down to this lifetime.
Yeah. And still growing, right?
And still growing, and still learning, and still stumbling. And that's part of the experience.
Most definitely. And we had some beautiful messages from Mary. Wow, Mary, such a touching personal story that you shared with us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Trust that voice. Here's Mary's quote. Trust that voice you hear within from spirit. Faith will help you to know and discern your spiritual connection. Trust yourself a little bit more every day. That was sort of the essential gist of a lot of what came through you today, Mary, about how it was really, first of all, it was a great piece because it was very personal and personable. It really spoke to every man and woman. And we all, you know, at times can think, am I going crazy, when we start to feel our intuition waking up or our gifts or have that dream that we know we're talking to spirit on another plane, we're not dreaming, or whatever the situation is, we can think we're going crazy. And that too is definitely part of this wave of awakening and shift. You're waking to your spiritual gifts, and you nailed it when you were talking about that.
It's very, very true. And as I said, spirit will communicate with you how best you will accept it.
Right.
So just keep your eye open. You know, you need to be, the alarm clock will be the way you need it, so to speak, for my own analogy.
And to trust that, yes.
Yes.
Well, and I think a good point too is if it's going too fast, you can ask spirit to slow it down.
Yes.
That's true. You could definitely say, slow it down, guys, and integrate with ease and grace rather than, chaos, because growth periods can be extremely tumultuous. I mean, that's why people seek us out, for counseling.
Mm-hmm.
We're teenagers, is that what you said?
It's like they're turning into teenagers. They're teenagers.
Absolutely. Well, probably, from the Galactic Federation's perception, we are teenagers.
Right.
Planet Earth. Yeah.
Yeah. Two-year-old.
Teen
and
egg.
Then we had And then we were blessed with our lovely Ezra from the Galactic Federation, and the message that stuck with me was, remember you signed up for this. You start feeling sorry for yourself. Remember that, this isn't just happening nilly willy. You signed up for this. There's a plan.
Right. So stop complaining.
Right. Oh,
no.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no pity party here. Come on. Suck it up and do what needs to be done. You came here to be a light worker. You came here to be an earth angel. Now get to work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is not always so easy. Yeah,
that's so
and I
true.
Think they forget, those guys floating around in the whatever you want to call it, the beautiful isness of the universe. I think they forget how hard we have it here. I mean, come on, Julie, don't you ever get mad at Metatron?
all the time. I hear all the time. Like, are you freaking kidding me? You're kidding me, right? Like, I mean, you know, just run into so many issues trying to get this show started, and I know that it's the energy, and I know that
Know,
it takes that intense energy. But I tell you, anything that could possibly go wrong before we start the show happens every week. It's like, Metatron, you're kidding me, right? You're just, you know, one big joke up there.
It's boot camp. It's boot camp. They're trying to train us to stay smooth and calm and in the higher frequency during the mini chaos, right? And it's a perfect analogy to how we have to flow in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just, you know, stay focused, keep your nose to the grind, and don't be distracted by all of these distractions. All of the
really,
interference.
Really, really tough.
Because, you know, you're going to get that interference. All right, well, I'm going to have each of us just take a minute to do share how we can find you. So we'll start with Mary Daisley. How can we find you, Mary?
You can email me at handsontarot, handsontarot, at yahoo.com, or my website, handsontarot.vpweb.com.
Awesome. And on Facebook?
Mary Daisley, the Psychic Navigator.
Love that.
I navigate time.
And we can find you also over at Best American Psychics, right, Mary?
Best American Psychics. Love my tribe.
Any event you have going on right now, Mary?
I have an event coming up at the end of August, and that is Mary Daisley's Psychic Fitting Room. Come on in and try on and see what gifts rock for you. It's kind of like a pair of jeans. What you got to try something on, see if it works for you, and if not, then try something else.
Awesome, awesome.
Fabulous.
And we've got about 1 minute, Catherine. Where can we find you?
You can find me at Catherine with a K, E-R-I-N-E, Catherine Glass, GLASS.com. And we have a gallery, a demonstration of mediumship going on September 15th at the Devon's Hilton Hotel. It's a fundraiser to help Leominster Hospital's Cancer Foundation. It's a good cause. Come out. Myself and psychic medium Laura Emerald will be demonstrating spirit communication and bringing messages from your loved ones through. So if you're in the Massachusetts area, please come out and support a good cause. It's on my website, CatherineGlass.com.
Beautiful. Very exciting. And I am unleashing another mastermind, Manifesting Mastermind number 4, starting August 15th. To register for that, you can sign up on my website at JulieGeigle.com. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after our live show airs on OhmTimesRadio.com. And again, don't forget to join us for our discussion during our commercials in our Angel Talk Tuesday break room. You have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channel. Julie Geigle, Mary Daisley, and Captain. Help you connect.